The Riven Country of Senga Munro tells the story of a herbal healer who tragically loses her daughter. Most of the story is set in contemporary northeastern Wyoming, where the book's author, Renee Carrier, has lived for more than 32 years. She tells Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler why that matters.
I said it here because that's what came to me. And in a state as rural as Wyoming, I believe our stories are somehow more concentrated, don't you find? Like the proverbial hero's journey tale, it stands more of a chance, you know, in these epic landscapes. You know, Senga would say, yes, even the flora and the fauna are characters and should be mentioned as thus, because it's, you know, we're all connected. Not to get too airy-fairy about it, but it's all of one piece. And when you're writing, I think it, you know, especially if what you're writing you consider literary fiction, you can get away with assigning, you know, these roles to entities and such.
And so in the story, you play with time. It's very interesting. You kind of start with one of the biggest events that, you know, carries through the rest of the story. What made you decide to, you know, you incorporate flashbacks and kind of play with time in that way?
Well, I needed to have a origin story for Senga. The way the story begins gets you right into her defining event of her life. And it's no secret, it's the death of her daughter. So I wanted to just do that and then go to flashbacks as to what led up to it. And then I pick up the thread again and go on. But it needed to be said right from the get-go, I thought. The reader needs to also understand, you know, Senga's psychology, you know, as to why she maybe had so much trouble with this. And it's not so much a flashback, because it's more like the what happens in the first chapter is a flash forward, and then I start, you know, with her granny. And I wanted to give granny, her grandmother, due time, because she's such an important part of Senga's psyche.
And I guess jumping off that point, grief and loss is, like, you know, a huge part of this. Is there anything in your own life that really drew you to kind of analyze and kind of, you know, work on this idea?
Well, I would see grief, for one thing, very much tied to time. Because they say, you know, well, you'll get better in time. Well, I don't believe that's how time works. I don't see it as linear myself. I think everything's always happening at the same time. And just as being humans, we have to, you know, figure out how to deal with that. But grief and loss are tough subjects to deal with in a novel. People don't sometimes like reading about it, but they're, and given the news cycle today especially, but it's my belief and a fervent hope that stories are anodynes against pain and that they can offer solace and ultimately for Senga a sense of purpose and agency.
And this is book one of a series, and you said you're working on the third right now, so the second is finished.
I'm finished with all three of them. I'm formatting the third right now, but I'm working on the fourth one is a work in progress, plus another nonfiction project I've got going. So I'm really grateful for it.
Renee Carrier is the author of The Riven Country of Senga Munro, which is out now. Thank you so much, Renee, for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you, Catherine.